veterans who end up in prison still do have some rights, like getting the disability or pension benefits they earned in the military. Those benefits are supposed to be reduced while a vet is behind bars, but sometimes the VA keeps paying the vet in prison the full amount by mistake, a mistake the vet pays for. Because after the vet is out of prison, the VA tries to get all that money back, something that can leave veterans and their families broke. Patricia Murphy from member station KUOW in Seattle reports.
Clay Hull has a stubborn sense of justice. After an IED blast in Iraq ended his time in the military, he fought the Army and the VA over the amount of compensation they awarded him for his injuries.
If I'm in the wrong, I'll admit it. But I'm not going to let somebody just push me around, especially the VA.
It was complicated and drawn out, but Hull now gets the maximum the VA pays for disability. The money goes towards his mortgage, support for his young son, and feed for the livestock on Hull's 3 acres in South Central Washington, 2.5 hours from Seattle. Hull has a day job as a shipping clerk, then comes home to work on his place. These days, after dark, he's fixing a fence that runs along his property line.
Get off work about 6:30, make it home about 7:30, get the animals fed, 8:30, and then start building that fence, redoing all of it.
4 years after he moved in, Hull went to prison on a weapons charge. Hull notified the VA he was in prison. The VA was supposed to review Hull's disability payments to see if they should be reduced until he got out. But during Hull's entire 18 months in prison, the full VA payments kept coming. Jump ahead to February 2014. Hull was settling back into normal life when he got a letter from the VA. It wanted all the money back.
$38,000. And they were wanting it lump sum payment. There was no negotiating with them. They would just shut off all benefits until they were repaid.
Hull couldn't pay. While in prison, he'd spent the money on his mortgage and child support for his son. He says he'd done his part, he'd filed the right paperwork, and now the VA was threatening him. He was seething.
The stress that they caused, I'm sorry to have ever been a vet or served this country.
Hull was angry and knew he needed help. He heard about a veterans services event nearby, so he packed up his paperwork and headed over to find a lawyer.
I'm Leo Floor, and I'm a staff attorney at Northwest Justice Project.
Floor left the project, but still works with vets. He's a vet himself, 8 years in the Army. The first thing he had to do in Clay Hull's case was deal with the threat to cut off his benefits.
This is the money that they use to buy groceries. This is the money that they used to you know, put gas in their cars.
He won that round, but keeping Hull's benefits going was only the beginning. Floor had to prove that the overpayment was the VA's mistake. He works with a lot of vets in this situation. In fact, in 2015, the Department of Veterans Affairs says it overpaid 2,200 incarcerated veterans more than $24 million, money it then tried to get back. The VA puts the burden on the veteran. Vets are expected to file all the right paperwork and do it from behind bars.
It's not a system that's designed to be used while you're incarcerated and have your ability to speak by phone limited, have your ability to use the internet gone.
When Clay Hull was in prison, he was obsessive about keeping track of his correspondence with the VA. In his letters, he told them he was in prison and explained why he needed the benefits to support his family. He made copies of every note he mailed them. He even kept receipts for money he withdrew to buy the stamps.
You always are afraid you're going to lose an important piece of paper. And you have duplicates of so many things. I've honestly probably gone through at least a case of printing paper, just making copies.
All that paper meant Hull had a chance, and so he appealed. March 5th, 2014. Floor, the lawyer, sent the VA all of Clay Hull's records. December 18, 2014. The VA sent Hull another notice of intent to collect the debt. It was as if the VA hadn't read anything he'd sent. December 23, 2014. Floor sent the entire package of records to the VA again. Eventually, Hull received a short letter in the mail.
June 4th, 2015. That's when they send it. It says, this is to inform you that Your request for waiver of your compensation pension debt has been approved by the Committee on Waivers and Compensation.
Finally, the $38,000 debt that Hull was sure would have cost him his home erased. It had taken more than a year and a half. The VA knows this is an issue.
Without a doubt, we need to do a better job of making sure that doesn't happen.
Dave McLenichin is the VA's acting deputy undersecretary for disability assistance. He says the VA is swamped. It settled 3 million claims for benefits adjustments just last year.
We should be working it quickly and doing the benefit adjustment to keep any debt as small as possible. There's no disagreement here. But given the resources that are available to us, we make an effort to get to them as quickly as possible.
But that still leaves many veterans like Hull on the hook to prove their case and win or forfeit their benefits to pay back the debt.
The ones in the back, you want to feed them?
Yeah. Here I go.
Hull kept his home for him and his son, but he's still angry over what he views as a betrayal of a promise by the VA.
Yeah, I'd worked awful hard. You know, this place is paid for with blood money. My blood. Trying to get a future for him. And these with the VA were going to wipe that out in one fell swoop because they didn't open up my mail, didn't read it, or just lost it, or just didn't care, and then thought they had an easy target.
Clay Hull still has one more battle to fight. This time, he's in court trying to overturn the weapons charge that landed him in prison in the first place. For NPR News, I'm Patricia Murphy in Seattle.